Strike a Chord Podcast, music chit chat with your hosts Valentina Gikowski and Amla Piriakabu.
Welcome to the Strike a Chord Podcast.
Hey,
hello,
Amla.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Got some news. Some good news for me.
Drum roll.
Yeah, drum roll. Launched my new website for musicproservices.com, which encompasses music production, professional production, and guitar tuition. So I'm offering my services out there.
Fantastic.
Yes.
About time.
I know it has been a bit of time. Just right time, just waiting for that right moment, which never comes, but I've launched it anyway. Speaking of which, music production, what does music production mean to you, Amla?
Oh God!
What do you see as when you hear the word music production or the title music producer? What does that mean to you? What thoughts do you have in your head?
I guess I just thought of you because you're currently doing all of those things. I guess for me, I think of a studio and someone tinkering away on the computer, recording. Like it encompasses a lot of different facets, I guess. You've got the recording side, you've got the mixing, the mastering, whether or not it could be one of those things or all three of those things, perhaps. But yeah, music producer, I think of that.
Yeah.
You've been doing all of those things.
I've been doing all of those things, yes. But I think there's another side to music production as well, and I think this encompasses a bit of the digital media.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So a lot of producers do have relationships with labels.
Yes.
As well. But they also, I think these days, are expected to have the engagement with the distributors and get that final piece online and into distribution, or help with the process of whether it's vinyl pressing or CD pressing or anything like that. So I think you're right with what you think about what you said, but I think there's that added thing about having my thoughts are that, you know, they do assist from end to end until the full process. They might not be able to do everything, but they will engage in bits and pieces of that thing after the recording, the mixing and the mastering, I think.
Yeah, distributing, that's really important.
You've done it yourself, right?
Yeah, I have.
How'd you find that process?
Well, I just do it through a third party. At the moment I'm with DistroKid, and you just pay a membership, and once your song's ready to go, you just...
How much is it per song on that, do you know?
Can't remember.
I think there's a per song fee and then there's a per album fee.
Yeah, that's right. I think so.
I think all of them are pretty much the same.
Yeah, I just remember paying. I thought I was paying yearly, but who knows?
Oh, really?
I don't really check my bank account, so it could be.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That means you have so much money in the bank you don't really care.
No. yes, I'm going to, manifest
the numbers in your bank account.
No, I just go through DistroKid and I don't do anything. I just throw the song on there. But then, on that note, I was just thinking about APRA, which I discovered recently. So that's so important because you get your commissions.
You also get your copywriting. You're right.
Yeah.
So if someone does happen to record your work and you don't know about it, that's where it all starts.
Yes.
To have that, your copyrights are there and safe. It's very important to register your work.
Definitely.
It's very, very important because in this day and age where there's a lot of recording, a lot of so-called bedroom producers or bedroom artists that can get loops from here, from there. I think that's somewhat of protection of your music as well. It's probably not going to be the be all and end all of that, but it's good to know that you're registered. It's time stamped. It's there.
Exactly.
And also if you've done collaborations with people, you can actually put the people that you've collaborated with.
Exactly, and you can put them. Oh wait, no, I'm thinking of DistroKid, but yeah, you can add the collaborators.
You can add arrangers, composers.
That's right.
Yeah,
and even with live, I discovered this recently, when you perform your own songs live, you just
you submit
the performance and they give you a payout.
Yeah, you submit your set list or whatever it is.
Exactly, yeah.
A payout's not very
big. But it's something.
But yeah, you're right about that. And it's very important because it's also you're acknowledged at some point, you know.
Yeah.
You've distributed your work on digital media and on platforms, but having that app, I think it's like that's your the thing that you have. It's your proof. It's your registered for the copyright. It's you own it theoretically, right?
And people are less well, it'll be harder for people to steal.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. But also, if your piece gets admitted to some sort of a music sync, or someone else buys your or uses your work, I should say, all the commissions from all around the world get filtered through APRA.
Okay.
And they distribute your commissions. They distribute your money, your payment. So that's how it works. So there's they're the only organization in Australia, which I think is a good thing, because if there's too many, then there's going to be it's going to get flooded. So, but they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they actually work with the European and the American counterparts.
Okay.
So they work all together in conjunction. It's very important to know.
Yeah,
and I suppose this is a job of a producer as well, to actually guide the artists and especially the independent artists who I want to help and I would like to help, and this is why I'm going down this path as well, to help these independent artists. And I'm actually working with a couple already, which is good.
Yes,
right. And it's really good to see the end to end process. It's the engagement, the creation, the recording, the distribution, and the copyright. So there's a lot of facets to it. I think getting them all to a T all right is hard. Is a bit challenging.
Oh, I mean, again, you really got to. There's a lot of information there to process.
And yeah.
I mean, they're all completely different.
Yep.
But without one of them, it won't. You need all of them.
You need all of them to have that complete job. I mean, you can still do it, but you will have gaps, and you will have you might have some problems in the future.
Yes.
And the thing that I wanted to say as well, I think the term and the title music producer gets thrown around a fair bit, and I think people, when they say, you know, or when they call themselves a music producer, there are different facets of that. So sometimes you have to ask what sort of music producer you are.
Yes, and you know? Even when you asked me that question, like, I couldn't give you a full answer because I don't.
That's why I asked you.
That
exact question.
Yes,
is something that every artist needs to know the answer to.
Yeah,
if they're working with producers, if they're working,
yeah,
just to protect themselves.
Yeah,
as well.
Know what they're getting. Yeah,
and the other thing I think from a producing point of view is knowing what styles you're gonna work with and what styles you're gonna be producing, because there's so many genres, Amla.
That is so important. I mean, you pretty much you're on the path to produce almost every genre.
I'm hoping to, but even that's big, you know.
Yeah, but you're right. You need to have an understanding of look at what kind of music you're producing, and find the right person for that.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if need be, as a producer, I think if you need to outsource some things, you need to outsource them. Just to make sure that the artist is getting the full package. Like the artist is getting
the highest quality.
Yeah, the highest quality. And you need to go above and beyond for the artist, because sometimes the artist doesn't know. So you need to guide the artist sometimes in regards to not only the music production, but the processes as well. And sometimes composition and arranging. Because sometimes artists don't know. They just come in and just say, I just want to do a song.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, you're right. Even they might have the intention, they come in and go, I just want to do vocals and guitar, which is beautiful and can work. but maybe the producer hears maybe a percussive part and all those things.
That's very, it's very important that you mentioned that, Amla. And this is where the producer needs to have a lot of experience, I think, within music itself.
Yes.
I'm listening to a lot of genres, listening, speaking to a lot of people as well, and speaking to other producers. I think this is very important where producers and within themselves need to work together, because there's a lot of experience in amongst, you know, the good producers and quality producers, where they can actually learn from one and another and then give that guidance to the artist. Like, for example, with myself, I can give guidance on a lot of genres, and I'm not still up to that point where, you know, the producers that are out there, I know some amazing producers, but I do want to get to that point. For me, my development is to actually start asking questions, or not asking questions, but seeing what I can get from a guidance and mentoring perspective from these bigger producers. So I can actually, you know, give that guidance onto artists and possibly other producers as well.
Yeah.
But I think when I say producing, I see it as a process.
Or produce.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And that one project that you're going to produce, and that those processes, even the artist doesn't see all of those processes.
No.
They'll come in. They give the input, all arrangement, composition, or whatever it's going to be, and they record it, and that's it. You need to start from even before that to actually engage with the artist to see what it is, to see what they like, to see, you know, how comfortable they are, see what their capability is, if they're going to be playing an instrument or not.
Yeah.
And then they come in, and then you do the mixing, mastering, and then you guide them onto distribution and whatever they want to do, what their end game and what their end goal is. And I think that's very, very important that you know all those stages. And as I said before, if you can't do all those stages, you probably need to get someone in to help you.
Yeah, and the time and the timeline. It's important to not rush. I mean, sometimes there is a deadline, but if you want to include all of those processes, you need to allow a bit more time for that.
You have to be realistic.
Yeah, you have to be realistic, and even for distribution, I've realized, I learned this through the Boite, sometimes you can, but if you want to reach more people, you've almost got to have the song ready 4 to 6 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
And submit yep. during that time. Yep. I used to submit like a day before, you know. It's not enough time.
I understand, but there are some people that do it the other way as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's no wrong, but for me, I've noticed that when I've released it the day before, it reaches like two people.
Yeah.
In terms of.
No, you can't really do that the day before, but I've released, like my past releases have been 2 weeks. Like I released
it. Yeah, see, 2 weeks still gives you some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't actually do anything before those 2 weeks. I just make sure that within those 2 weeks, when it does come out, I'm ready to actually pounce on when it does come out to actually show people that it's out.
Yeah.
And then they go and hit it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know there's that pre-release stage where people can pre-save. I'm not quite sure how effective that is anymore. It used to be quite effective. I'm hearing from people that it's not that effective anymore.
Okay.
But I think it's an experiment too. And it depends on which genre you do and who really listens to your type of music.
It could be luck as well. Like it might just reach your song might just reach someone who is particularly into that style and is on a radio station or something like that. And then.
Well, now we're talking about that post-marketing, post-release.
I mean, that's just the luck of the,
Well.
I mean, some of it.
Some of it
is
like, but some of it is hard work after the release because you've got to get a lot more, a lot of listeners and a lot of streams and to get onto playlists. If you're talking about Spotify, to get onto playlists,
it's all about the playlists.
Yeah. So if you get onto playlists, that's still not guaranteed though.
No, it depends on the playlist as well.
Yeah, it depends on the playlist.
And you might be the last song on the playlist. So.
And that costs money.
Yeah.
It costs money to go. Sometimes it costs over $1,000 to get onto a playlist.
Oh, you mean you pay to go? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Something I didn't know.
So these are the things that some people think it just happens. If you're on a hit and your song sells itself, so you don't have to pay for any plays. They'll jump on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The playlist will actually contact you. The playlist admins will contact you and say, we want you on our playlist. But if you're an independent artist and you're trying to promote and everything, it's going to cost money. Unfortunately, yeah. That's just how it is. You don't need to go online and you don't need to do digital if you don't feel that you need to.
No, we don't need to.
It's a lot of people, and you know yourself, a lot of bands are still selling CDs and merch and stuff like that.
Vinyl's quite popular.
It all depends on what your end goal is.
Mm.
And that's a distribution point, I suppose. That's a distribution process and what you want to do with it. But from a producing perspective, I think there's a lot of accountability on my behalf as a producer, because if the hardest thing is if you can't produce this artist, you're not able to, you need to admit that, and you need to tell yourself, look, I can't produce this person because it's not my genre. I'm not the right fit. But then you have to try and find someone that's going to fit. Not just,
it's so important. Yeah, that's such a good point. Not just
leave them out in the cold and say, all right, well, you fend for yourself now.
Yeah, yeah. That's such a good point. And even, like you said, admit that admission that, okay, maybe when it could be a personality thing too.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely. Can be, there's a lot of personality clashes in the industry, you know. But yeah, that's one thing that you need to quickly see as a producer and not waste time and money. It's not cheap to produce. It's not cheap on anyone's behalf. So it's the quicker you can establish that, or you know, and that's that meeting that you have with the artist as a producer. Yeah. What is it that you want to do? What is it that when you want to achieve? You map it out and you think, all right, we can give it a crack, or this is not what I do.
Yeah, I recommend blah blah blah. Yeah. Because otherwise, the worst case scenario, you go along with it and it's not what either of you wanted, and then you've got to promote that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how are you going to feel promoting something that you don't like?
Oh, it'd be impossible.
It's going to be shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I suppose from your perspective, and you've done a few recordings, what is one of the most important things when you've been recording? What is one of the most important things? And it can be anything within the process. What do you think is probably not the most, or one of the most important things in the process?
For me, the mixing.
Okay.
The mixing, just based on my experiences within, even during lockdown, I was recording a lot of the songs that are on my Spotify are just improvised loops that I recorded straight through to the sound card.
Okay.
The mixing is important. I feel that you can get the recording itself, the recording part can be done really well, but if the levels are all over the shot, then that's what I noticed with my ears. I mean, I feel like the mixing needs to be done right before it gets mastered. I mean, all of it needs to be done right, but that just seems to stick out for me. It's in terms of levels, and there are some songs I listen to of mine and I go, oh, that is really loud, or I can't hear that part. Like where did it go? Where it
gets muddled.
It gets muddled and just lost.
Yeah. That's very important. The mixing is very important, but even prior to the mixing, the recording is what is going to make a mix good.
Yes.
If you've got a really crappy recording, or you're recording where mic placement isn't correct, or your levels on a DI is not right, and you're compensating for everything, you're not going to get a good mix.
No, and but I've also experienced the recording side being really good, but then a mix not coming out right.
Well, that's where you isolate where you were the problem is.
Yeah, yeah. But then this is what I've found tricky with this whole process as well. You listen to it a certain amount of times and then you have to go away and then come back, but sometimes you still miss bits. Yeah,
you do. And I think that's part of you growing as an artist and growing as a producer. Yeah, you're going to miss things.
You're going to miss.
Nothing's going to be perfect. But as long as you learn from what you've done, like, you know, like this part, oh, okay, you know, this here could have been like this or could have been like that. And it's very important not to get too hung up, because if you've got deadlines and you need to finish this track, you really need to finish it.
You do. Otherwise, pull the plug. But
no, otherwise it'll go on and go on and on and on and you'll never be happy. But if you have a deadline and you say, all right, it needs to be done, this is what it is. And if it's at that satisfactory level between over 60%, sometimes 70, that's good.
Yeah,
for
that's
me.
Good. Yeah, for
because
yeah.
then the next one is going to probably be that 70% to 80%, right? Then after that, it's going to be the finesse, the flow.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important to establish what you want, what you would have, as in what the perfect scenario is, what you would like to have, you know, and what you can have. Because sometimes there's a lot of things at play. So there's time, there's finances. So everyone, you want all the whiz bang features and all everything, you want everything done. Well, it's going to cost a lot of money. So, and sometimes then indies artists don't have a lot of money. So you're going to have to sometimes lower your expectation.
Yeah, within the budget. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, because I've been on both.
Yeah, and on that note, what would you consider the most important process when producing a song?
The engagement with the artist.
Yeah, as a producer, I guess.
The engagement with the artist.
Giving them what they...
That is, just to get on the same level playing field, just seeing what they want, listening. The producer needs to listen a lot to what is required and what is needed from the artist. Because then when you listen, you absorb everything and you know what they want, but then you can also give your opinions, and maybe they'll say, oh, okay, yeah, this works or that doesn't work, you know. That's the most important, the communication, the engagement with the artist. The rest is based on your technical experience and your musical experience if you're going to arrange and compose. So if you're going to rearrange a piece from an artist and they want your input on it, you need to be familiar with that genre. Otherwise, they're going to say, this doesn't sound like what I was thinking. Unless they're a bit eclectic and they want all this weird stuff and all this, which happens.
Yes.
And that's fine. You've got a bit more room to, a bit more creative room to deal with. But sometimes it's like this is it. This is the format. This is the structure.
Yep. Stick with it.
Stick with it. I just want to be played good, mixed well, and mastered.
Yes.
Sometimes that's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's easier said than done.
It really is. Easier said than done.
When they come and say, it's going to be easy. It's just three chords, put some drums in and stuff like that, and that's it. Nah, it's not like that. Because
if only.
Yeah, if only. And now I think with the introduction of AI, there's a lot of people that think they can do it themselves, which up to a certain point you probably can, but you need to have good ears.
Oh, your ears have to be so, what's the word, like your ear, sonic. You've just got to be able to hear everything.
Correct.
I mean, again, you might miss, and it's happened to me before where I've recorded something and it got released, and then afterwards I went, oh, wow, I've played that drum slightly out of time on beat 3 or whatever.
Yep.
And then I decided to pull the release down and I released it.
So it affected you that much?
It affected me that much. It was pissing me off. And I had to, I just said, look, I can't have this song on there that's slightly out of time.
You know, some people probably won't even notice.
No one noticed it.
It's in your head.
I sent it to a few people. One person noticed it, and that was enough for me to go, I'm pulling this down.
See, that's another thing. Like after release, after all of that, and this is where the expectation as an artist has to be established. So as a producer, you want to exceed the artist's expectation. But the artist has to have some sort of expectation, and the producer needs to be aware of that expectation.
Yeah.
Now, as a perfectionist, which I know, that's going to be hitting in your head that little thing. And this is where you need, like you were saying before, you need time.
Yes, this is exactly.
So you can.
You need time to move, walk away from it and just take a little break and then come back and hear it with fresh ears.
Correct.
Which and I not, didn't do.
And not only once.
Yes, I learned my lesson. Like you said, you learn from these experiences. Yeah. I was rushing this one.
Yeah.
I went by this date. It gave us like 2 weeks to record it. It was just a bit. It was my own fault. I learned from it.
You need to
learn from it.
You need to learn
and
from
I'm still not 100% happy with it, and it's up there, but it is what it is, and it's a good song. But I mean, the drum still pisses me off.
Yeah, but did you just hear what you said? It's a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song.
You know, for an artist to say that it's a good song, that's big.
Yeah, that's true.
That's big. It's a good song. It's a good song. That's positive.
Mm.
But when you see an artist going, oh, yeah, this could have been better, and that's when you know, nah.
Yeah.
And that's where you want to get to as an artist and as a producer. If you hear the artist say, yeah, that's a good song, that's a plus.
Yeah.
That's positive.
You got to like it.
Yeah. That's positive because then say if you say, we could have maybe done that better or this better, or you know.
Yeah.
Then you're not hitting all the, you know.
Criteria,
and then it can be a bit of a downer, but perceptions as well.
Oh yeah, of course. Like what we're hearing again, like you said, it's the perfectionist in us. But I like that concept. Like you said, you know, 70% over 60%.
Mm.
It's true. It's not going to be. I mean, it might be absolutely perfect, but it takes time as well.
It does.
And if you're still new to this, you've got to allow. That 60-70% at the start as correct. Until you continue growing with
that is so true. You continue growing because even the top producers in the world, even they're not at 100%.
No, they probably wouldn't be. No, you're right. That's right? probably.
And the thing is where we want to, we're also on a budget.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're on a budget and you're thinking my goals are, I don't know, to produce one song for X amount of dollars, and this is my expectation. So that budget needs to be aligned with your expectation. This is where you sit down with the producer and you have that chat and you say, all right, well, look, for that budget.
I can offer you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a producer, I'm going to set your expectation. And then when you set those expectations from the start, I think it's a smoother journey. Because
it's clear.
It's clear.
Yeah.
You've got the expectation. All right, well, you know what? For this amount of time and that amount of money, this is what we can do. Well, let's have a crack.
Yep.
Sometimes you'll exceed expectations.
Mm.
It depends on what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Yeah.
There are some methods of. Let's say fast tracking.
Yeah.
It might not be the ideal method, but if you're in that, in the time constraint, well, you might need to use a bit of that method where you're going to pull out a few technical shortcuts, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
Yep. May as well give it a crack.
You might as well give it a crack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the thing where you got, as a producer, you got to know when to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a guidance because the artist is probably not going to know. They can just come in and
we don't know.
Them.
I mean, you're an artist though, which is great. You've got both ends of that.
Yeah.
Straw. I'm mixing up all my quotes.
Both ends of the stick.
Yes.
Is it? Is it the one?
I don't know. But yeah, you've got both sides of that. Yeah.
And it's very important to guide and educate the artist of the way that they should hear things.
Yes.
That's very important.
It's a different way of listening.
Yeah.
I mean, we listen to ourselves play, but when you're listening to yourself through a recorded medium, it's
different.
It's very different. Yeah.
And the thing is when some people come in, listen to this. I want to sound like that.
Yeah.
It's not going to sound like that, but you use it as a reference.
Yeah.
You always use it as a reference. I've used many, many songs as references to say, all right, well, you know, this is what you're listening to. And then as a producer, and it's not even as a producer, I've been like this since I was a kid, analyzing in every piece what every instrument is doing and separating them like tracks in my head.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
cool.
It is really, very crazy. And that's sometimes it's given me, I've gone crazy over doing it. And I don't even listen to the song properly. So ever since I was a kid, I've been able to, like, in my head, analyze the whole piece and separate them like tracks in my head.
Mm.
And this is where I can analyze things quite intricately. But that's not the point. The point is for it to sound good all together.
Yes, when you combine all the different parts, yeah.
So there's a bit of a skill. There's a bit of knowledge.
just a bit.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, you both got to be happy as well, because you're producing it. The artist is there, is going to promote it. You know, you both names were on that track.
Yep, I was about to say that. Yeah, both your name and the artist's name are on the track, so you both need to be happy with the final result.
Correct. And I think the main takeaway is be happy. You have to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, when you see something and you're proud of something, you're gonna share it.
Yeah.
And then, oh, look, this is what I've done. It's like when you're creating something, like a sculpture or not, or even something basic like a table or something, you get people, oh yeah, I built that.
Or a meal.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I made that. Yeah. And you're happy, you know?
I wait till they eat it first before I say I made it.
Wait till they digest it. It's the same with music. Wait till they digest it, you know?
Wait for their
feedback later.
Be like, oh, that was a song that I copied from someone called Mamla.
Yeah. Yeah, lucky they're not registered at Abra. With Abra. Oh, hang on, they are.
No, it's a very interesting topic, and I'm excited to see. I mean, like, I've seen what you've been doing, and it's fantastic. And I'm going to record a song with you.
Of course, you are.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. Jinx.
Jinx. Double jinx. Nah. And that is going to be, I think, another process together that we're going to be going through, because we've been doing a few things together. So we've been doing gigs, rehearsal, the podcast. That's the next step.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess I've recorded some stuff on your on your music, but now we'll both, I mean, I will learn a lot because this is a process.
It's a different process.
It's a different process, yeah.
We've got roles now.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not something where, oh, just come in and just see what we're going to do. I think now we're going to need to map out what you want to do.
Yes.
And go through that process, only because there might be things that you think of and you think, oh, okay, maybe we'll pop this in, or maybe we won't have that, or we will, you know, in the mapping out of stages of where instrumentation, arrangement, composition. I think that's very important.
Yes.
Not just to go in and sometimes, you know, sometimes it happens when you go in and just record and it happens. I've been there and done that as well. But I think just to sit down and compose and arrange, or at least arrange and map out things, I think is much, much better, much easier rather than just going in and...
It's a clear, like you said, the clear plan.
Yeah, and especially if you as an artist have a composition already.
Yeah, yeah, I've already got the idea in my mind.
That's where we map it out.
And I'll share it with you and then we go from there.
Yeah.
And then your input, you know, if I like what you've been doing so far. It's fantastic. Yeah. So I'm excited.
And we grow.
Yeah.
During the whole process.
Yeah.
You know, and this is where it's very important not to sometimes over-marinate.
Things, yeah.
You know, because you can get excited.
Oh, sometimes I get excited. Let's add that.
Yeah.
It's just,
and then you build and build and build, and then you come in the next day and you think, what the hell is this shit? Take that off.
Oh, we've all done that.
But when you do record and you record instrumentation especially, you record it. You don't need to use everything as long as you got it there.
Yeah, it's better to have – you can record all the ideas and then decide later on. I mean, because normally that happens. I record a lot.
Correct.
And then I never use all of it.
Yeah, because you can't use what you haven't got.
Yeah.
So you might as well –
may as well throw it in there. Yeah. At the time, it could be a good idea, but you're still, like you said, marinating. And
that's right. As long as you've got time.
Yes.
So this is where you have to balance everything out.
Oh, yeah.
Time and budgets and things like that. It's like, and this is why a lot of people have their own little studios at home where they track things.
Yes.
It's much easier.
Yeah.
And they do it at their own leisure. They're going to wake up one in the morning. Oh, bang.
Yep.
And then they give it to the producer. All right, well, what can we do with this? Well, we can use it, but you'll need to come and and re-record it, or this, or retrack it, or whatever. But I think this is the journey that I'm on.
Yep.
And I'm really excited about it, and I'm really really focused on it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a hell of a ride, but I think it's going to be a good one. So if anyone out there requires any music production or even guitar tuition as well, as I should have mentioned as well, I'm starting formal guitar lessons again. So beginners to advanced, any genre.
Amazing.
So music proservices.com. There might be other things, other services within that coming in later, but yeah, I'm wrapped. I'm really happy to promote. I'm really really proud.
Yeah, you should be, because again, what you've been doing is fantastic, and I'm glad you're finally on that.
Thanks.
You've and got your website. Coming from
you, that's a big thing for me. So
too kind.
but it's something that I've been contemplating doing for the last couple of years, and thinking, yes, no. Do I have it? Don't I have it?
Oh, you definitely have it.
Thanks, Amla. It's those insecurities sometimes that play with your mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm stoked. I'm wrapped. This podcast is going to be obviously sponsored by that going forward. So on that note, I'd like to thank our other sponsors as well.
Cake Eclipse. Delicious.
Cake Eclipse. And
Oh wait.
Just have it now. Don't worry. Other sponsors, musicproservices.com. All your production and guitar tuition needs. Till next time. Ciao.
Take care.
The Strike a Chord Podcast, presented to you by ValentinoFlamenco.com and AmlaMusic.com.